If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet robe. Let's just get right into it today. We are just so overdue for a catch up with Miss Sarah Frazier.
I feel like I haven't seen you in ages because my mom was here. My uncle was visiting from Maine. We did all of Los Angeles. We did a fabulous Hollywood tour. I thought of you. I saw the bedroom where Michael Jackson passed away, Elvis's mansion, Playboy mansion. I mean, all the Hollywood stars. And anyway, I was so busy. We couldn't record. So I have missed your face. I miss talking to you. Your haircut looks fabulous. I hate to say it. I know you're on this very controversial diet, but you look really good. I mean, whatever you're doing, your skin looks younger. I don't know. You know,
face is thinning out a little.
So your face is totally thinning out. I know that, you know, people are writing to you, stop it, David, but I've got to tell you, you look great. Maybe I'm a horrible friend and an enabler, but you look fabulous.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, look, I did start this diet and then my friend Patty Stanger put me on blast because she was on the Jeff Lewis show and I'm sitting here and I'm getting these DMs like Patty Stanger is talking about you on Jeff Lewis. The first one was from Jeff Lewis Live. You need to check them out on Instagram. Okay. They're great. But okay. They do like a recap. But anyway, and then I got a million more DMs like Patty's putting your shit on blast on Jeff Lewis. So A, Patty, love you. But I guess Jeff was thinking of going on this diet and Patty's like, oh, everyone's on it. This one, that one, David Yontef. Like, I mean, it's not a secret. It's just like, girl, it's a diet that has been met with some controversy from the public.
Okay. Is there a name to it? Or you just see like a specialist doctor who then gives you a bunch of injections? Like what is the name of this? Is it called the Hollywood diet?
If you Google it, listen, it's what like the Kardashians did to lose some weight. Listen, it's, you're working with, it's a doctor. So, I mean, you're not just like on the black market behind an alleyway injecting yourself. So, everyone else is doing, listen, I don't want to name any names, but if you look at like Ramona, Jill Zarin has lost a lot of weight. Look at my good friend, Margaret Josephs. Have you seen Margaret?
Yeah,
Margaret
she looked incredibly, I mean, she looked like she had significantly dropped weight at BravoCon for sure.
So, I mean, listen, I'm not one, unlike Miss Stanger who put me on blast and I love you, Patty, but I mean, Patty has done it. And I think Jeff is doing it. It's the, like, if you Google it, it's the Hollywood diet. And it's like, it's the only thing in like 2 years or 2 and 3 years that has actually gotten me to shut my big fucking pie hole. So it is working. Now, I mean, you know, is there side effects? Things are not so great, guys. Things are not so great. They're not.
Okay, I do, you know, look, I am a very anti-diet person. I did mindful eating 10 years ago.
Like, you would not be in favor of this.
Well, you know, I'm not on TV full-time yet. And you know that is our goal, right? And so when we do get on television full-time and I look at myself day in, day out, and I'm next to you and you're this spelt little thing, you know, I mean, life change. You can change your mind. But I spent so many years, I did everything. Atkins, oh my God, personal trainers, Kashi Go Lean, SlimFast. Oh my God, I took diet pills. I took laxatives. I mean, I shit myself at my mom's second wedding. I mean, I can't do it anymore. And I just like, I know I'm now going to be like that annoying friend, but I do. No. I totally love you. If you had said you weren't doing anything, you never needed to do anything. You're so there's so much more to you than what your weight is. I have to say that because I love you so much. I love joking with you, but seriously, I mean, you look so good and you're so fucking talented. No one's a better interviewer on earth. And someday you will get that credit. So I just hope, you know, only do it if you truly want to do it, because really you look amazing.
I do. Like, listen, I agree with all that. Now let me just drop a footnote. I agree with all of that. When I was eating my way through 2020 and then 2021 and 2022, guess what? I was fucking happy. So I agree with everything you said. There's so much more to me and everyone than just your weight, your looks. And honestly, I have friends that are not in the business, like real friends, that just, two of them in particular, they are larger and they eat 24/7 and they are just two of the happy. I mean, they're not together. They're just two separate people. They're very happy. So, and I agree with all of that. I am truly, truly doing this for myself and nobody else. I mean, I don't leave the house. I work and I really don't leave the house now, because the side effects are no joke. They're no joke. I mean, you know, look, it's not just
like,
that.
Wait, give us one example. What's one or two side effects? Like, are you shitting your pants? Because I mean, I did diet pills and the laxative. It was so embarrassing.
Nothing like that. But okay. I mean, the worst side effect for me is that I am so physically tired that, like, I literally at one point said, like, this is like COVID. It's that exhausted. It's like, you are just exhausted 24/7. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't bother you with the headaches that you have 24/7 as well. It's a severe headache 24/7.
Oh, no, this is
exhaustion.
No.
And if you Google side effects, it's like they're out there. It's not like I'm crazy or a hypochondriac. These are truly the side effects. I'm like, guess what? Hello, everyone. I have them. I don't feel the nausea that some people feel, but you have. And for a minute, it's like that euphoria in your stomach, which is good. And then it's just like your stomach is in knots, like people are fighting in your stomach. So, and mind you, there's also a little depression involved, because look, food is wonderful, right? Like, so I don't have those, like, you don't have that, like, oh, girl, let's have a chicken parmesan and let's have fun. You really, like, don't have this exciting relationship to food anymore. So it's great, but that it's a little depressing, right? Like, food is wonderful.
Well, and I don't know about you, but like my biggest thing was when I really went out a lot and drank, like I, you know, if I would have 3 vodka sodas at night, like I would just eat the next day because I would have this mild hangover. So it was just this ongoing cycle. I'm sure you probably don't feel like drinking. And of course, the minute you give up alcohol, like you lose weight. But okay, get ready, because I want to have a ball with you when you move out here to LA.
Honey, we're going to Craig's. We have so many places to go. Speaking of LA, but thank you. And thank you for saying I'm more than just, but I'm sticking with this because it is the first time in 2.5 years where I actually am like thinking about something in life other than just shoving the next pizza into my mouth. So let's just see. Look, this isn't forever. I have a goal. It's 3 months and then I want to get out. I don't think it's healthy, maybe long-term. I mean, this is something new that people are doing. I don't think we know the long-term side effects, but guess what? When Botox was new, some people said, we don't know what's going to happen with that. And here we are, guys.
10 years later, everyone's bloating their face, their entire bodies with it. Yes.
And I'm like 20 something years in with the Botox, so we're not going back with that. Speaking of when I come to see you in LA for the month in my residency and the Hollywood diet, Beverly Hills, man, it's over, but it's like these girls, it's like Jersey. These girls are giving us stuff to talk about, even though the season has ended.
I mean, where do you want to begin? I mean, it's still dominating so many headlines. I mean, Kyle Richards out giving interviews. Obviously, we have Teddy Mellencamp. Their podcast is generating stories and discussions. I mean, you have Diana Jenkins with the bots. You've got Garcelle on the red carpet talking to E. I don't know. You tell me where you want to begin, because there's, to me, I don't want to say it, but I mean, I don't know that there's anything else that interesting going on in the Housewives franchise right now, but them, even though they're over.
I don't disagree with you.
I hate to say it.
I don't disagree with you. I really don't. I really just, like, I'm sick of it. I'd like to talk about other things, but somehow this has become the cornerstone crown jewel at this point of the franchise. I really feel it's the most interesting thing too.
I mean, okay, have you read any more about ratings? Like, I guess it didn't break the ratings records because I think RHOA did that back in the day when we had NeNe. Like, they were the ones getting 2.4 million. So I don't think we're going to hit those days with any of these shows again. I think we were at 2 million, right? With some of the reunion episodes for Beverly Hills.
I think like 1.5. But that's for Housewives today. Really high, but yeah, it doesn't break NeNe or RHOA or anything like that because that was in the twos.
Okay, well, I don't know, you lead, but I mean, I kind of find the bots to be very interesting.
Let's start with the bots.
Well, we know who the source of the bots are now. You know, I guess
we do.
Do you believe it?
I mean, Diana knows apparently, yes,
but she's released it. All about that T underscore is the alleged person in Northern California whose accounts the bots came from.
Yeah, I don't think it's all about the T.
No, it's not. Sorry, that's like a legitimate one.
That's a legitimate one.
All about the T. Queen of the T underscore. Queen of the T underscore is the person Diana Jenkins says is the person behind.
But it's controversial because she's saying that's one of the people and she's not releasing like all the rest. And then there are people saying, well, that's the one person who wasn't a bot. It's the one account and you really haven't released anything. I was under the impression that was just one person involved and she's not officially going to release this information. She just won't like share it with us at this point. That's what it's such a passive aggressive thing, right? It's like,
well, what's interesting to me is Garcelle was on the red carpet talking to E, you know, and E said, all right, we want to fire away a bunch of questions. Garcelle's great. She's like, sure. I get from Garcelle, she doesn't believe Diana's investigation, period. You know, she's doing her own investigation. To me, she's very, you know, dismissive of Diana's. And I'm sure like, you know, obviously there's no, they clearly are not friends, right? So she seems to dismiss everything Diana's doing. And I guess to your point, right? I mean, there is no identity of queen of this T underscore, right? So supposedly it's been deactivated, but like, we don't really know the human behind it, right? So to your point, it doesn't prove anything, right? It could still be a producer that made it up. Again, I have no proof of this. Diana's team seems to be leading people to believe this is like an actual troll in Northern California. And then there's also these European bots, but I mean, you're right. It is kind of passive aggressive because there really isn't an identity to any of these so-called bots, but you know, Diana's parading it out there that it's a big victory.
She's parading it out there. I mean, look, Garcelle, I think, is at the point, because I saw that interview on the red carpet. Garcelle is just like, I think, and rightfully so, like, just, you know, keep my son's name out of your mouth. Like, I don't think, like, she's right. She's not giving it any life. She's like, I'm doing my own investigation. And I just think she will talk on the red carpet about anyone, Rinna, Erica, whoever it is. She won't. And she's done with Diana. She never wants to have a conversation like about this again. And I think she's just like, keep your son's name out of my mouth, which you have to wonder what's there. Like, does Garcelle know, you know, like, I think, like, does Garcelle know something as she is along in her investigation that the rest of us don't, right?
Well, that would shock me. But I mean, months ago when we were talking about the bots on this podcast, right, we had all kinds of theories. Maybe the producers were behind it. I don't think you and I ever really believed Diana was behind it. But I do have to say, from that reunion, it seems like Garcelle said point blank, I believe you could do this. Who do you now think, with all this information coming out, everybody suing the bots, blah, blah, blah. I mean, who do you now think could possibly be behind it?
I mean, look, I think there is just me. I think there's 0% chance it's Rinna, 0% chance it's Erica. That's wishful thinking on everyone's part. I don't think it's producers. I mean, there are so,
I think you're,
I mean,
right.
That's such a, like, you're getting the ratings. Like, you don't need, like, you don't need to do anything to promote this show. Rinna's doing enough every day on social media by just being Rinna to promote the show. I think it's such a fine line that if you did that, I just really, look, I either think it's, Could it be Diana? It's the only person who makes sense, but I still just, I mean, everyone is always like, but here, and these are clearly bots. I don't know. I don't think there's any conspiracy theory. I think it's nobody. I think it's just a bunch of nonsense.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
Using Talkspace to me makes me feel like I have a mental health professional with me at all times, and I freaking love that. Talkspace offers both therapy and psychiatry, and being able to reach out to my provider at any time, anywhere, makes taking care of my mental health super easy. You guys know I'm never in one place for very long, and I'm so relaxed when I'm traveling and I'm away, and knowing that I need to talk with my therapist, all I have to do is send a message from wherever I am. Look, therapy isn't easy, right? And dealing with mental health head on, it's a challenge at times, but connecting with my therapist isn't and shouldn't be. You can sign up online for Talkspace and you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically in no more than 48 hours. How great is that? And they have thousands of licensed therapists with over 40 years experience in all specialties, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, and so on, relationship issues. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com/velvet. Do you guys ever stop to ponder one of life's most important questions? Why are bald men so hot? Stanley Tucci, Tyson Beckford, Vin Diesel, Taye Diggs? Well, another question you should ponder is why have bald men been left with subpar options when it comes to shaving their heads? Well, that is until now. I got to tell you about Freebird. Freebird has made it easy and accessible for bald men to shave their head. No more overpriced shavers that barely work. No more expensive lotions and creams and gels. Freebird has come up with a Flex Series electric shaver that has 5 rotary blades that individually flex for a closer shave. Compared to an old school razor, the Flex Series shaves 50% more hair in a single stroke for men and women. Tis the season and we're in the holidays, so what better to get all your bald friends or get one for yourself? And Freebird is giving our listeners an exclusive discount. Visit myfreebird.com/velvet for 20% off. That's right, myfreebird.com/velvet for 20% off today.
Has anyone else started their holiday shopping? Well, for me, it's really easy because everybody's getting a gift from lululemon.com. You guys are always asking me what's my favorite brand, and it's very simple. It's Lululemon.com. I wear Lululemon to work out. Of course, you guys know that, but I wear Lululemon for everything else. They have pants, jackets, shoes, shirts, sweaters. Need I go on? My latest obsession is their commissioned long sleeve shirt. It's a button down shirt. And you know, a lot of button down shirts are starchy and uncomfortable. This shirt moves, it breathes, it fits so well, and it's so freaking comfortable. So for all the men, women, and children that I'm getting gifts for this season, that's right, it's all coming from Lululemon.com. So set joy in motion with the best gifts for your list this holiday season at Lululemon.com. And of course, while you're there shopping for others at Lululemon.com, if you want to pick up something for yourself, a belt bag, a bag, a backpack, hat, keychain, scarf, I won't tell anyone. It'll just be our little secret. Lululemon.com.
Like, okay, so it's so, but somebody wrote those things. So you just think it's like maybe a spam account, like in
Well, yeah, like, can't like one person hire five bots and someone else hires? I don't know. Like, but I think the actual things that the really, like, I think the really racist things that were said were actually like there's bots and there's real people mixed in, right? So
Yes, right. Yeah,
I don't know.
that's true.
Who do you think?
I don't know. I do think there's some real strong, and we don't know the reason why, but there's truly some dislike towards with the women towards Garcelle, right? And I'm talking Erica, Rinna, Diana. There's no love loss for those three against Garcelle, clearly, or Sutton. They obviously hate Sutton too, right? So to me, at that reunion, the way Garcelle was staring at Diana, the way I think there is way more to the story that
I do.
we don't know.
I think
Maybe.
Garcelle knows something in her investigation. And that's what makes me think Diana could be like, she's the only one that like the
Right,
way
right.
Garcelle won't talk about her, won't, A, I think it's disgust. Like, this involves my son. And B, I think she has a legal team that's like, you just
Well,
keep it zip, girl. 'Cause like, I think Garcelle knows something that, and she's gonna let us know, maybe. But I think she
I
knows
agree
more
with you.
than I think she knows.
Look, Garcelle is amazing, right? She's been in this game a very long time. And I mean, the truth is, we know Diana is filthy, filthy, filthy rich. So even if Diana is behind it, okay, behind, which, like you said, could very well be, and I agree with you on that point, right? I mean, is it worth, like, Garcelle doesn't have a fraction of the money that, Diana is. So is it worth even going up against Diana? Or Diana is probably not going to be on the next season. We're not going to hear or see much from Diana Jenkins. I don't think that the public particularly cares anymore, fans. So does Garcelle just kind of give these looks, give these insinuations that Diana isn't who she says she is, and then it like moves on? You know what I mean? And Garcelle keeps her job and keeps rising. I almost feel like it's worth that because I don't know. I mean, unless maybe Garcelle will have concrete evidence that it's Diana, but it's probably hard to do that because, like you said, you're hiring bots mixed in with real people, and you're probably hiring somebody in. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you and I get hit up all the time. I get hit up all the time. Don't you want fake more followers? I'm so and so from India, and I can give you, I mean, everybody I think now does, right? Because
24/7.
so much of all social media and music and podcasting, all that your numbers can be, inflated. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're totally right. But anyway, it's very interesting. And if Diana's listening to this, we're Team Diana 100% because I don't want to be sued. Like, she's now suing all.
Yeah.
So, Diana, you're fabulous. You're humanitarian. And I don't believe you do any of this. Skip us for the lawsuit because now she's going after. Did you see who she's going after? This used to be one of my favorite podcasts and Instagram accounts to follow.
What, who?
Anti Lawyer. Did you ever follow that or care?
No, but tell me about it. I didn't, but I mean, I know my friend Dana Wilkie is like obsessed with Anti Lawyer. That's all I ever hear the word out of her mouth. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, girl.
Well, I got into it, I'm going to say literally 4 years ago. I don't know. Supposedly, I had heard through a credible media source that it isn't a former entertainment attorney who had worked with high, well-known celebrities. The NT lawyer is allegedly in Beverly Hills, and ended up starting a Instagram. And I think now they have a podcast you can pay for or whatever. Well, Diana
And
is.
what is it? It's like a gossip. I mean, I've heard of it. It's like a Dumois. It's like a gossip. It's a competitor to Dumois. It's like a gossip podcast.
Yeah, I mean, this was like well before Dumois. What's interesting is, and it's also Crazy Days and Nights website. I don't know. I stopped following years ago because I just found, I think Dumois is very smart because it's like these anonymous, and she has all these disclosures that this may not be true. We don't know, blah, blah, blah.
Which is
Anti
why I don't
Lawyer.
understand the popularity of it, but that's just me. But go on.
Well, you're right because
It's all these rumors. I still
half
don't,
of
I
it's not
just don't get
true.
it, guys. I don't get it. There's so many things about like Housewives that I read and I'm like, I know for a fact this isn't even true. Like, is it to me, it's like, do people like that? Like, is it like fan fiction? Like, I have a friend that goes down the fan fiction route. Like she's like, say you're a fan of whatever TV show, I don't know, Charmed, Pretty Little Liars, pick any damn TV show. And it's like you read it and it's like Brenda and Kelly are having a threesome and a lesbian affair in the bedroom. It's like, but I don't understand this fan fiction. Like it's not reality. It's not what we saw on the TV. That's to me like what NT and like Dumois is. It's like, I mean, should you and I start that and spend all of our days? And I'll make up a rumor right now that Ramona was having dinner with Andy Cohn last night and she's coming back to the legacy. And Ramona screamed, yes, at dinner with Andy. I mean, I don't know. It's just like, why do people like this made up shit? Don't you just want to deal with like the real facts? But regardless, yes, Diana's suing the NT lawyer because he or she said she was involved with sex trafficking.
Yeah, and has made these claims, I believe, going back as far as 2018, so before Diana was even on the show. And Diana has filed to out the person's identity for NT Lawyer. So it will be interesting to see if we find out who NT Lawyer is. You know, I'm kind of with you. I don't really care. And I wouldn't be surprised if NT Lawyer is someone like a Patrick Summers, you know, it's not Patrick Summers, but somebody like that who has portrayed themselves as an attorney, but is probably like a, you know, I don't know, millennial living in a one bedroom apartment in West Hollywood, blogging. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there's like,
that's more interesting to me than the whole thing, but I agree. I think Diana is going to fade off. But you know what? We're not getting any. I mean, this to me is the real story. Is this pause? This pause. I mean, what does this pause mean? Listen, I feel the pause is for two reasons mainly.
Tell me.
I mean, well, one reason mainly. Okay. It's one word, Rinna. I think that is the number one, in my opinion. I think the pause is for two reasons, but the number one reason is Rinna. And I think the number two reason is darkness. I think Rinna, and I'll explain what I mean. I think they don't know what to do with Rinna. I think it's that simple. Beverly Hills always starts filming right away. And it's like, I stand by everything you and I said all season. Well, I flip-flopped every other hour. But I mean, at the end, it was like, Rinna's not going to be fired. And I think they don't really, she's not an easy firing. She's the whole show. Everyone's talking about her, whether you love her or hate her, but you can't just fire Rinna and start filming the next day. And I think they don't want to fire her. But I mean, this online petition now is almost at 7,000, at least as of the last time I checked.
I saw that, but 7,000.
Right.
There's like 7,000 people that are going to watch,
Right.
I stand by what I've said on this podcast, although I could probably be wrong too, but I don't think she's getting fired. I mean, to me, what's your second theory? Because I have a theory on why.
And does anyone care? Does Bravo care if 7,000 people don't watch? No. And they care? Not really. So I just think they don't know what to do with Rinna. And it's not even like she's punished or they care. It's just more like they can't have, each season has to be different, right? Like, this next season of Jersey, we saw Margaret hated Teresa and Louie. We're not going to have that again on New Jersey. So it's like, we can't have another season of the same. So if they started filming right now, it'd be too much the same. But I think the other thing is just like the darkness, like bots and racism. And look what was said. It's too dirty. I mean, these people hate each other. They hate each other and they don't want that. It's like, they need to find a way to like bring it back and make it fun and lighten it up. So I think that's the second reason of like, you know, you can't really just tell these people behave. It's not going to work. It's too dark. And look, again, I said, whether she is behind the bots or not, it doesn't matter. Diana is the scapegoat for this. She's gone. She's the scapegoat for a dark season. I don't mean the bots. I just mean a dark season. It's like, so she's the easy person to get rid of. I think a pause. So those are the two reasons I think.
I love it. I agree absolutely with your second, you know, the second part of it. I think it's gotten so dark. They've got to give it a pause. And I think, you know, my other theory to this is I think, you know, they have all these other shows that right now are not doing fantastic, meaning R-H-O-S-C. You know, Salt Lake is, you and I just were talking and texting about the ratings this week. Very low, less than 600,000 on episode 3. That's not good. You know, RHOP has been, you know, they have better than the 600,000, but I'm not
You're
sure.
You're not breaking a million. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, you know, the other thing I think they're pausing is like, they're like, look, we got to let like, Beverly Hills isn't our only show. You know, we got to let like, that's going to kind of go away for a while and cool down so these other shows can get some traction, can get some drama. So I think they're also pausing it because it is so hot. It was so hot, you know, at BravoCon. It's like, look, we've, you know, Jen Shaw, we know, is getting ready to plead guilty on the show. That's going to generate a lot of buzz. Potomac, we'll see what else is coming up this season. So I think they're also going to stretch it. I know they're saying January. I wouldn't be surprised if it's push back February, March. They let these other shows breathe a little bit. You know, that's just my own theory, because I think like we're still done. Look at us. We're still, how many weeks ago was the finale reunion? I mean, we're still talking about it. So I think they've got to give it. And I don't know how they resolve Rena. I mean, I don't think you get rid of Rena. I don't. I don't think you get rid of anybody. And I think Kathy Hilton is going to be back. Kyle said,
you do.
Kathy, I think Kathy, how can you deny? Kathy loves the fame. Loves the fame. She doesn't need to be on this show, and she eats it up. She's talking in the streets of Rodeo to TMZ. She loves it.
Everyone who listens to this podcast always tells me I have attitude, but now I also have attitude. That's right. Literally, attitude. You know, attitude, as in the sheets that are eco-friendly. They're made from 100% bamboo. Everyone who knows me knows that I have a hard time sleeping. I want sheets that are comfortable. I want sheets that are affordable. I don't want to break the bank. And look, it's also, you want to do something good for the environment, right? Attitude sheets are made without toxic chemicals, which means they use 99% less water than cotton. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, you want sheets that are comfortable? Oh my God. These are as comfortable as silk sheets. I'm one of those people that always wanted silk sheets. But listen, have you ever looked at the cost of silk sheets? I found that I sleep better at night. And listen, if you think I can do this podcast 5 days a week without a good night's sleep, this requires a lot of energy. It's not all coffee, guys. So listen, right now you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit attitude.com/velvetrope and enter promo code velvetrope. Remember, that's attitude, E-T-T-I-T-U-D-E. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your entire order at attitude.com/velvetrope and enter promo code velvetrope and you will start sleeping better today. She does love it, which we talked about before. Now, I think those are the reasons for the pause. I think we agree. I think that a pause... I also agree with you that I'm not so sure is January a pause? 3 months? I don't really think so. I think it could be extended further. But I do agree that I think a pause, well, I don't agree. I'm going to make a statement. I don't think a pause is ever good. Like, I stand by my statement and your statement. Rinna was like 99% coming back if they started filming like normal. And I still do agree with you that she is coming back, but I'm not convinced, not with a pause. I don't think it's good for Crystal. I don't think it's good. Like, look, we're not going to pause. And I don't think we're going to bring back the same exact cast minus Diana now. Now I think we're into it's a pause. Now I can tell you this, Kyle Richards, Erica Jane, Sutton and Garcelle. So we have four people on a board that are the absolute 100% definites to come back. I will repeat that as loud as I can. Sorry, everyone, if you don't agree with that. Sutton, Garcelle, Erica Jane, and Kyle Richards will all be back. So it's like, that to me is like, let's start from there with these four people and figure this out. I don't think Ren is a guarantee. And I definitely don't think Crystal's a guarantee. And I don't think Dorit is a guarantee. I think a pause is really not a good sign. I think that's the bigger picture of like a cast that would have come back. Now we have it's. And that's where it's like, you saw Sutton did that interview where she's like, you know, Rinna needs to stop this. All this is like, it's not good for the cast. I mean, that's what it is. Like at the end of the day, is your best friend Erica mad at you? I mean, Rinna, because if I were Erica, if you're getting another $1 million check, but it's delayed 4 months, it's still delayed. It's still zero for 4 months when it would have been like, why aren't you mad at your friend? Like if I were the cast, I'd be like, you know, that's when it's like same thing with New York. When you step away from it, you're like all of us, everyone's like, Ebony is the reason the show went off the air. That's bullshit. Everybody's the reason it went off the air, right? It's like, to me, it's like when you step back, it's like, aren't they all just like, why? Why did we go there? Like, we all had a good thing. I made $1 million. You made 900. I made 750. I made 100. Like, why? You know what I mean? I feel the same way about this, like I did about New York. It's like, you all had it so good.
Yeah, but New York had shitty ratings. People tuned out. You know, people are tuning into this. So I don't think the pause is going to be that long. And I do think they learned from New York, because this new reboot, I mean, again, I'm so excited about Jenna Lyons. I mean, I do think it could be really on and popping, because they took our advice. I'm going to say they listened to the show. And we said, we need somebody that is somewhat Hollywood royalty on New
York.
Did
they take our advice, Sarah? Did they listen to this behind the Velvet Rope Sarah Fraser show?
All the producers. I know they did. But, you know, I think they learned from New York. They learned they are gambling big time to try to save that franchise. I don't think they're – when you talk about the four names on that board, Ren is there too. I think they're just trying to figure out – like, I think you nailed it with it's too dark. I think they're trying to figure out, okay, these five are back. Who else can we bring in the mix that's going to keep things – like on a different trajectory? We need somebody else to interject drama. You know, I saw, of course, our girl Teddy Mellencamp threw herself in the ring. She wants, of course, herself to be back. I don't blame her. She wants Denise to be back and Brandy. Now, that could be an interesting, I doubt that they'll pony up all the cash to make that happen. But, you know, that could be interesting, because they're all going to be against Rena too, you know? So... and, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I'll say one more and then I want to hear your thoughts. I wouldn't be surprised if they try the Nene effect. You know, the last couple seasons Nene was on, they kept Nene, but they tried to use her less because she had gotten very negative. It was, she hated being on the show. She was bigger than the show. Rena, there's a lot of similarities between the two of them right now. They tried to use Nene a little less. I wouldn't be shocked if Rena is back and, you know, full as a castmate, but we just don't see as much Rena. And they're hoping that maybe by doing that, it keeps things a little lighter. I don't know.
That's a good point. I mean, I like that point. I mean, look, I do still agree that if we have to choose box A or B, I think to me, just the with a pause. And can I just say something else? Let's just rule that. RHOC went on a pause before Heather Dubrow came back. It was on a pause. So it's not like a pause is only for New York. Now, right, maybe as you roll your eyes, that's a bad example.
Because it didn't work.
It didn't work. I agree. But I agree with you. I really think that, to me, this pause where I think everyone was coming back except Diana, I bet you maybe Crystal and maybe Dorit, maybe it's Diana. Look, you have to make room for all these people that you just mentioned. And we'll get into that in a second. I think it's Diana, Crystal, and Dorit. I think we're going to let them go. I do think Rena's going to stay. I actually agree. I don't know. Kathy Hilton's going to have to backtrack on her ultimatum. Because listen, let me tell you right now, as much as we all love Kathy Hilton, or not everybody does actually, but they will choose Lisa Rinna over Kathy Hilton. Let's not for what she does for this show. I mean, Rinna will burn her iconic hair off. I mean, I'm hoping that we can have all. I do think Kathy will probably be back, but I could see Kathy being like, no. I mean, Kathy is, to me, still above the show. She comes in slippers. She does an hour of an interview at the reunion. She's like, you guys all... wait, you've been here 9 hours knocking your heads and you're going to be here 9 more hours? Not me. I got to go catch. She was on a plane with LaToya Jackson flying. She just went to Kris Jenner's birthday party. I mean, like, I think if she's like, I think Kathy's one of those where it's so organic and natural when she's in. Listen, I agree with you. I think she loves it. I could see her coming back, but I also think when she's in it, she's in it. And if she's not in it, she's going to go do something else with her life. Like, she don't care. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I could see that in a world. But I think Rinna, I think Dorit, Crystal, and Diana are gone. And I do think Rinna is going to stay. I don't think all these people, right. Thank you for throwing yourself in there, Teddy. I mean, did you see the latest reports also that Lisa Vanderpump and Brandy are being considered? Guys, slow down.
No, because I just read another story this week. Vanderpump says she'll never ever be back. She wants nothing to do with it. I believe that's the truth. And why would she? She's got Vanderpump Rules coming back. No, she's not coming back.
And if she came back, it would have to be Look, I mean, Heather Dubrow came back, I think, to whether she, I mean, she doesn't admit it, but she came back, you know, she says, I'm not a producer. But still, Kelly's gone. And Heather, I think the reason Tamara didn't come back was because of Heather. She wanted her big Heather's back, and it's just Heather. Vanderpump, maybe one day, but it will have to be like a Lisa Vanderpump, like has a big say in it. And it ain't going to be the current staff or cast. So she's not coming back next season. No, I still think, to me, the one that makes the most sense is Denise. A lot of people commented last time and said, like, you know, but why? Why, David? Because Denise doesn't share or tell the truth. I get what everyone's saying, but I think when you have something and then it goes away and then you come back, like, you're coming back knowing the game now. And I think it would be I really think it would be a whole different Denise. She's going to share. She's going to admit, and she's going to come for vengeance. I don't think it's going to be the other Denise. I get why people don't necessarily want it, but I think it's a different Denise.
Oh, and look, I mean, can you imagine that announcement? Can you imagine RHOBH the next season, Kyle Richards, Lisa Rinna, Sutton, Garcelle, Kathy Hilton, Denise Richards? Ah, I mean, now we're talking we're talking Hollywood royalty as a fucking show. You know, I mean, it's
Denise versus Rinna, period. The showdown of the century.
And like, oh my God, I hope we run into Denise at Craig's, because I would say to her, the very first episode you shoot, I've said this, you need to walk and you need to own up to that threesome. You fucked Brandy like never before. Own it all. You know, you ate out Brandy for 10 hours. Tell the whole thing. You know what I mean? And then just go after Rinna. I mean, it would be television gold. We would all watch.
And like, let's not forget, Lisa was married to Charlie Sheen. She has her own, like, she makes the tabloids, like, with her daughter and her own, like, Denise is not like a little quiet wallflower. Like, Denise is like, some batshit viral. And let's not forget, Denise had her own reality show. Like, Denise is like, not exactly like, you know, baking cookies and going to bed at 8 p.m. Like, she's a little off herself. Like, I don't think people realize, like,
I know.
Denise could come back as a crazy psychotic Denise Richards. She has it in her, trust me. Yes. So look, do I think Denise, I think the second person who makes sense would be Brandy. I don't know if they're going to go there, but look, Denise, Rinna and Brandy together. I mean, like, let's have Denise and Brandy figure this out on air and just, I mean, you're not coming. I mean, Denise, you would have to be open to all of this, but I don't know. I think that's what makes the most sense. I do, but I don't think a pause is necessarily ever good for all the cast members. But look at the OC. They brought almost everyone back, right? It wasn't like such a shocker.
So. No, I mean, I love it. I think it's so fascinating. Also, I wanted to ask you, you know, your friend Catherine Edwards, you guys do a show together. Catherine was very adamant that Kathy would never have said a gay slur. You know, of course, you always get press, but that got picked up. Okay, what's your take? Do you believe Catherine? I didn't hear the show or the clip. Like, what do you think?
I mean, and some people are pushing back on this. I mean, Catherine knows these people. She was on the show, but she knows them. She was saying, like, look, Kathy is very, and people, let me finish my sentence, people, because everyone's going to point to the scene where Kathy swore, like, that Kathy doesn't swear, that Kathy is really anti cursing in the real world. Now, people are calling to that clip in Aspen when she left that shop and she's our Kemosabe and she was like, fuck this or whatever. I don't know. It was beeped out. I mean, I know you could kind of hear what someone says, but it's beeped, but you don't really know what she said, right? Like, so I think that's a bad example. Look, I always believe Catherine knows Kathy Hilton more than 100% of the people listening, minus maybe one person random that's going to tell me that no, they're best friends with Kyle that's listening and they know Kathy, right? So, but short of that, she knows these people way more than any of us. So yeah, I believe Catherine and I believe it. And I just, it doesn't make sense to me. And then the fact that she's going to tell Erica, I mean, where Catherine's point is like, Erica's whole audience is gay. Her whole fan base for Pat the Puss is gay. Like, why would you say this to one of your enemies, so to speak? Doesn't make sense.
I thought Catherine's take made a lot of sense. Like, well, how could Erica really maybe hear the whole thing in the club anyway? So she might have misinterpreted it, you know? And it does seem like Kathy doesn't curse. And I mean, I would think Kathy is smart enough to know you wouldn't say that, but I don't know. You know, nothing surprises me with people, but
you know what surprises me?
What?
What surprises me is current day Lisa Rinna, as Sutton says, social media behavior. I mean, this is where it's like, look, the show's on pause, right? The show's on pause. And you're not Kyle and you're not Erica. You're not Garcelle. Well, you're not 100% in, girl. So if I were Lisa, I would be laying low. I mean, we have this whole Twitter thing where the Twitter is, she deactivated it, they deactivated it. We can get into that. But like on Instagram, I mean, she's a, you know, that whole thing where she did like a week or two ago where she's like, they gave such a tribute to Lois, more than almost anyone has gotten, you know, as far as the family member. She's mad. Now she's arguing they didn't want me to have any sympathy. So I understand she's saying it's tied to that, but she's mad they didn't show this hand-drawn picture of Lois. So she's mad. She's coming out against production and Andy. She's mad. Then 2 days later, Andy's saying like, yes, Lisa Rinna had an envelope. The contents of the envelope were the thing with Sutton and the Elton John. We had to edit that. Nobody cares anymore. And Lisa Rinna goes on a tirade against Andy. It was two envelopes, not one. What? I don't care how many envelopes, like what? Like, why are we
like
arguing?
Who cares, right?
Like, she's like, girl, like, shh, for your own good. I'm trying to save your job, Rinna. Like, shh, listen to me. Listen to Daddy David. Like, just stop. Stop posting about this crazy shit. Like, lay low. Like, you're not going to. I think she thinks it's going to help her keep her job. And I think it's the opposite.
Do you? She's so smart. Okay, I know we have to
or
go.
Or she just not care.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. What do you think is going on? Or do you think, because I do believe, I think Nene's downfall, and of course, our mutual love for Carlos King, he basically said this on your show. Nene bought into the hype, you know, of everybody saying you're the show, you're the show, you're it. No one, they can't replace, you know, and Nene unfortunately like believed it. And then here we are, right? So I didn't think that could happen to Rinna, but I'm almost wondering if that's happening to Rinna. If Rinna's little circle is just saying they can't do away with you, you know, say anything you want to say. You've been on so long, you know.
I mean, her social media posts seem to suggest it. I mean, even her post, she just did she works hard for the money video where at the end, it ended up being about like Rinna Beauty. But I mean, this video, I mean, yes, she is posting as if she is Gaga and Madonna and Beyonce and Taylor Swift and Demi Lovato all rolled into one, like as if Lisa Rinna is bigger than Beyonce, the way she posts on her social media. So yeah, maybe she has bought into the hype. You know who's really good at this is like, unless she's pushed and then she comes out and she's like, it's my fucking show and I'll get you kicked off, is Teresa Giudice. She is the whole show. She's she's never going to be fired. And she doesn't really, you know, she doesn't give a fuck. She wants her green Benjamins. She wants a deposit. And other than like when a Margaret's coming at her or Melissa, and she's like, yeah, bitch, it's my show. I'll show you. Like other than when Teresa gets pushed off against the wall and snaps and her head spins around, she doesn't really wake up and say, I'm Teresa Giudice and get off on it. She doesn't. She's a good one to follow. But yeah, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe Rinna is becoming like a Nene and she just, her head is really that big. I don't understand.
Oh my God, we'll have to talk about Nene's latest interview next too. I mean, in our next episode, there's so much other news going on. It's such a, like I said, we are living through the golden era of reality TV. It's so good. I would love to be a fly on the wall of what is happening behind the scenes, these conversations with producers, but they have a huge hit on their hands. And I do think they've learned. And I, you know, yes, I know it's dark, but I don't see them making a ton of changes. I just, they've been there, they've done that. And I mean, is RHOC going to be any good? I mean, we'll talk about that next episode, but I mean, Vicky's back left and fucking right. I mean, you know, they're nervous. I mean, if they're bringing Vicky back, it's like, Carlos King. Okay, here I go. I just go back to Carlos King all the time. But
talk to me.
He said it all the time. He said, if I were running the show at Bravo right now, I would get rid of all these new idiots. I would just go back to the old school, way back. all the old cast would come back. I wouldn't even mess with any, nothing against them. I shouldn't even call them idiots, but you know, nothing against these new players, but they're just not even in it, you know? And I agree with him. I just think people that watch Housewives are millennials. They're like the next, what is the next generation? Gen Z? No.
Yeah.
Or is it Gen X? I don't know. Whatever, whatever.
I don't know.
So, you know, they remember 10 years ago. They remember when they don't care, I think, a lot about some of these new people come in and do okay. But
so what? Like on Atlanta, we basically did that. I mean, I guess what? We should get rid of Sanya Richards and bring back, I mean, I don't know.
Look, I want NeNe back. I want, oh my God, I want Phaedra back. I mean, I used to love, like Phaedra, I'm sorry, I love Phaedra. Portia, I could like take her or leave her. But
yeah,
I mean, I
could actually take her or leave her too. Phaedra is the number one person on Atlanta, which Andy says we're not done with her and blah, blah, blah. So we'll see. I do agree with you before we go about Rinna. Look, I think if Rinna's back, it's going to be a conversation. It's going to be a phone call. It's going to be a like, listen, we saved your job by the skin of your teeth and you're not getting a pay decrease, but like you gotta, I think she's going to get a warning to behave and lighten up. And I do agree. I think maybe the edit, the way they use her, it will be lighter and it will be less Rinna, but still having her there, giving her the chance. Now, look, I don't think they control it like that because they did that with NeNe and she didn't get it. She went spiraled out of control. So I think if Rinna, like you say, knows what she's doing and she's spoken to and she's, her job is saved and they're using her in a smaller capacity or the way it's edited, she should just buy into that as opposed to trying to fight it. Right.
Yes.
Cause look where it lands in NeNe, not anywhere good.
No, we'll talk about that next episode.
Next time, we have so much to talk about. We just did Beverly Hills again. Guys, the next episode is not going to be about Beverly Hills.
No Bev Hills.
All right, Sarah. So we're going to find me behind the velvet rope. Where are we going to find you? And then we're going to do another episode very soon.
TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. Sarah Fraser Podcast puts out new episodes 7 days a week. You can find me Google Play, Apple, everywhere pods are played.
I love it. I will talk to you soon.
Bye, David.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review. Because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones. And the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.